This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. One Advent Friday. First posted December 7th, 07. Micah 4:1-7 Messianic Reign Romans 2:1-16 God's Judgment. Micah paraphrase, the prophet foresaw the establishment of the Messianic Kingdom. The mountain of the house of the Lord, Zion, will be above every other mountain, ruler. All people and nations will come to Zion to be taught God's ways, so that they can live in obedience to Him. God's law will be issued from Zion, and Jerusalem will be the capital from which God's word goes forth. The Lord will be the judge who will arbitrate between many people and powerful nations far away. The nations will convert their weapons of war into agricultural implements, because nations will no longer learn or engage in war. Every person will live in peace in his own home on his own land. None shall make them afraid because God has declared His word. The nations of the earth live according to their gods, idols, but God's people will live eternally in accordance with the Lord our God. In the day of the Lord He will gather those who have been driven away, and those He has afflicted, and He will make of the lame and outcast survivors and a strong nation, and the Lord will reign over them forever. Romans paraphrase, those who pass judgment on others condemn themselves, because they are guilty of the same sins. God's judgment rightly falls upon people who do such things, so if we are guilty of such things we will not escape God's judgment. Do you presume upon the abundance of God's kindness, forbearance and patience? Do you not realize that God's kindness is intended to allow you to be guided to repentance? By resisting repentance, you are storing up judgment against you on the day of God's wrath when His righteous judgment will be revealed. In that day every person will receive judgment according to what he has done. Those who have sought what is good, honorable, and eternal, by patience in well-doing, will receive immortality, but those who are rebellious and obey wickedness instead of truth will receive God's wrath and fury. Everyone who does evil will receive tribulation and distress in the day of the Lord, both Jew and Gentile, but for those who do right there will be glory, honor and peace, whether Jew or Gentile, since God shows no partiality. The Gentiles who are not under God's covenant of law will perish without the law, and the Jews who have the law will be judged by the law. It is not the hearers of the law but those who do the law who are judged righteous by God. When Gentiles do what the law requires, they are righteous by their conscience, which shows that God's law is written on their hearts. They will be justified or condemned according to what they have done by the law of their conscience, in the day of judgment by Jesus Christ, before whom no secrets are hidden. Commentary, God has given us His word, the Bible, His law, by which we are to live. In and through the Bible He has revealed His plan for creation, the establishment of an eternal kingdom of His people who willingly choose to trust and obey God and His word. God has revealed the fulfillment of His promise in His word of a Savior and eternal King in Jesus Christ. The prophet foresaw the establishment of that eternal kingdom when Christ returns on the day of judgment. Zion was the hill in Jerusalem on which the temple was built. It is used to refer to the nation and people of Israel, and to the city and temple of God in heaven. The church has become the new Jerusalem and the new Zion on earth, which foreshadows the eternal city and temple in heaven. This lifetime is our opportunity to seek and come to know God and His will, His law, Acts 17:26-27. This is our opportunity to choose whether or not to live according to God's word. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment, embodiment and example of God's word lived in this world in human flesh, John 1:1-5, 14. Jesus is God's only provision for the forgiveness of our sins, disobedience of God's word, and our salvation from God's eternal condemnation, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Worldly nations and people live according to their gods, modern idols such as wealth, power, possessions, pleasure, home, family, career, success, worldly honor. Anything or person which we love as much as or more than the Lord is an idol. This lifetime is our opportunity to choose to live according to worldly idols or according to God's word. But note that God's word promises that only those who live according to his word will live eternally in paradise with him, Micah 4:5. The church is the Zion and Jerusalem in this world, where people and nations can come to learn God's law and learn to live according to his word. In this world, disciples of Jesus Christ will experience affliction and persecution, but God is able to preserve us as the faithful remnant of all the people God created, and make of us a strong nation. Jesus is God's anointed Savior and eternal King, but he is also God's designated righteous judge, who will return on the day of judgment to judge everyone who has ever lived. Jesus is worthy to be the judge, because he was completely obedient to and trusting of God's word, even in submission to physical death of a most excruciating type. Jesus was the perfect, unblemished sacrificial Lamb, who became the one and only sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of our sins. God's word warns against being judgmental of others. Worldly people think they are good people because they aren't as bad as others. That is not the standard of judgment Jesus will use. The standard of judgment will be God's word, fulfilled, embodied and exemplified in Jesus Christ. Ignorance of God's word will be no excuse. God has revealed himself in creation, he has revealed his plan of salvation in the physical life and ministry, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and he has written his law on our hearts, has given us a conscience. God has designed this creation to allow for the possibility of sin, disobedience of God's word, so that we can have a true, free choice of whether to trust and obey God's word or not. He intends for us to learn by trial and error that God's word is good, acceptable, possible and gratifying, and perfect, our best interest, Romans 12:2. Church members are the new Jews. Just because we were born into the church or have leadership roles in church doesn't exempt us from knowing, trusting and obeying God's word. God shows no partiality. Ignorance of God's word will be no excuse, and because we are church members and church leaders, the Lord will hold us more accountable. God's patience and forbearance of our rebellion and disobedience is intended to allow us time and incentive to repent. If we keep resisting his grace, unmerited favor and mercy, undeserved forgiveness, we are going to receive condemnation and eternal destruction on the day of judgment, and in that day we will know that we deserve it. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?